Call the commission meeting to order, and Commissioner White will lead us in our invocation and pledge of allegiance.
Let's stand for prayer.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much that we could be here all together. Lord, we pray that you be with us, give us wisdom, and help the meeting to go smoothly. Please be with our community, Lord, and we just ask that you come soon. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Turn and render the proper salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker.
Here.
Commissioner Garver.
Here.
Commissioner White.
Here.
Vice Mayor Johnson.
Here.
Mayor Lamb.
Here. You had in your packet the May 16 commission meeting minutes. Anything we need to add or subtract on those?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker.
Yay.
Commissioner Garver.
Yes.
Commissioner White.
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson.
Yay.
Mayor Lamb.
Yay. Now's the time we have set aside for comments from our citizens. If you want to share something with us, so just approach the microphone, give us your name and your address. We will be having a public hearing at a later time in our agenda in regard to the annexation. So if that is what you would like to speak about, if you could hold those comments until we open up the mic for that. Otherwise, any general information you or ideas or issues that you want to speak to us about, this is the time to do that. Seeing no one, we'll go on with our agenda. Unfinished business, there is none. Our new business, we have the first reading of our ordinance 1106. Would you read the caption, please?
An ordinance of the City of Collegedale, Tennessee, amending the fiscal year 2021-2022 budget.
Okay, you all, we've gone over this budget in workshop. You've had an opportunity to look at the information during that time, and now, any comments, questions do you have?
Yeah, I looked it over, and it looks like everything is definitely appropriate and what we need to do. So I move we approve.
Second.
No further questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker.
Yay.
Commissioner Garver.
Yes.
Commissioner White.
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson.
Yay.
Mayor Lamb.
Yay. Our next item is the first reading of 1107. Would you read that caption, please?
An ordinance of the City of Collegedale, Tennessee, providing for the general revenue thereof for the fiscal year 2022 to 2023 to be known as the general revenue for said year.
Okay. Any comments or questions regarding this resolution?
Make a motion, we accept.
We have a motion, is there a second?
Second.
And this is our tax rate, correct?
Correct, no tax increase.
There's no tax increase for this next year, which we're all happy for. Any other comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker.
Yay.
Commissioner Garver.
Yes.
Commissioner White.
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson.
Yay.
Mayor Lamb.
Yay. Our next item is the first reading of Ordinance 1108. Would you read that caption, please?
An ordinance of the City of Collegedale, Tennessee, adopting the annual budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2022, and ending June 30, 2023.
Okay, this is on our website for our community to look at, and we will be having a public hearing on these three ordinances in 2 weeks. So if you have questions in between that time, you can either call City Hall, or you can bring those questions to us 2 weeks from today. The first reading, and we'll have the public hearing on the second reading 2 weeks from today. Any questions or comments on this first reading?
It was good to see a surplus budgeted in this time, so very happy about that. Yeah.
Move to approve.
Oh, I thought you were waiting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on ordinance 1108. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. I'm going to close the commission meeting now and go into the public hearing on Resolution 534. Would you read that caption, please?
A resolution to annex certain territory known as Hamilton County Tax Map Parcel 132053 upon owner request and with written consent of the owner, and to incorporate the same within the corporate boundary of Collegedale, Tennessee.
Okay. This is the time, if any of you here in our audience wishes to speak for or against or whatever you'd like to say about this resolution, this is your time to come to the microphone and give us your name and your address.
Should be noted, Madam Mayor, that this is an owner's request annexation. It's not yeah. where the city is forcing somebody to come in.
Correct.
And can I interrupt for a quick second? I've gotten a couple text messages. We're not live streaming, so. Okay.
We have a camera malfunction.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
So no comments.
No comments. I'm going to close the hearing. The public hearing is closed, and we'll go back to the commission meeting. Any comments, questions that you may have on this Resolution 534?
And this comes as a recommendation from the Planning Commission?
It does, by the request of the owner of the property.
I think I know the answer to this question, but maybe I can direct it to Kelly back in the, or somebody. I've heard a couple of comments about what might be ending up in this property, and according to my understanding, they really haven't settled that at all at this point. Is that a truism or a falsism?
Correct. No plans have been submitted at this point.
Okay.
So tonight, we're simply looking at the plan of services for this particular parcel within the city limits.
Correct. Right. Okay. Because I think that is something that is of interest to many of our citizens. So I think that was important to put that out there this evening.
Any further comments or questions?
Do we have a timeline when somebody will be bringing us plans, or?
The rough timeline would be over the next couple of months, and it would follow the typical PUD process that goes through these public meetings and public input for the development.
Is there any wisdom in having some plans before we actually have the final reading? Or is that a mute issue?
It's a mute issue. The final plans will...
I don't mean final, just an idea of the kinds of things so that people would understand what's being planned, even though it's not planned. I mean, at the second reading I'm talking about.
Any development would go through the typical process.
Right.
This is simply the plan of services for this parcel tonight. So any of those development plans would be submitted through a formal process, would have the public hearings, the PUD process, and subdivision process that would go through it.
And practically speaking, with this property being in the city, you're going to have more control over what goes there than if it's not in the city.
And this annexation is not contingent on anything. This is just the owner requesting
to be annexed.
Annex and services.
Right.
I move to approve.
Second.
Oh. Great. You can choose who wants to put in there as a second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve this. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. Kelly, I just received a text saying that they cannot see a live stream tonight.
There is no live stream tonight, unfortunately. We have a camera malfunction.
Okay.
I posted that on Facebook just a second ago, so people may not have seen that if they're not on Facebook.
Okay, thank you. Our next item is the approval of emergency funding for a culvert replacement on Talent View Terrace.
Evening, Eric.
Good evening. 2 weeks ago, we had a portion of Talent Terrace actually cave in while we're doing right-of-way mowing, and since then, we've taken corrective actions to repair it. Those have failed, and so we've reached out to two different contractors to get us pricing to replace it, and we're selecting to go with the lowest price. Because it's an emergency situation, we're going to start work today, but with the rain that's coming in this evening, tomorrow, we've actually pushed it to next week. And so where we're at right now is McDaniel and Sons came in at a price of $9,620 for equipment and labor. Our materials cost, we provide all materials and trucking and everything, right at $20,852 for a total budget of about $30,472. The other price we have gotten was from Wright Brothers and was right at $61,000 in change.
An appropriate motion, because this is an emergency expenditure and you didn't go through the normal bidding, is to find, and it's got to be at least a four-person vote. I hope all five of you would, but you've got to make a finding that this, you know, this is a significant enough situation that it does constitute an emergency, and then you would have to approve the expenditure. So, and you can do it in both. You know, I move that we find that this is an appropriate emergency and to approve the expenditure.
Okay. Any questions or comments for
Get her done.
Public Works?
Good.
So find an emergency exists.
So due to having an emergency of Talent View, I make a recommendation we go with the approval that you recommended to us because it is an emergency.
And I'll second it.
Okay.
Is a recommendation a motion, sir?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Well, good. We've expanded our...
Since the bid was under $10,000, would we have to bid it out?
No, it's over. It's $30,000.
Well, some of the materials are over $10,000, but they're with different vendors, and so I think it's...
Yeah, you can't play
too
games.
Much. Gotcha.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. Our next item is approval of the EPB installation of a pedestrian light pole and fixture in the right-of-way.
So recently, EPB changed the way that procurement was done for their standard pedestrian poles, and they will not sell directly to the contractor. And as we're working through that, the developer will reimburse 100% of the cost. We just need to procure it from EPB, and they will install it. So this will be at no cost to the city as a way to wrap up this extension. Watkins.
Yeah, this is over on Watkins Street, adjacent to ServPro business.
Well, since it's not costing us anything, I move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yay.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. Our next item is an approval for sale of an abandoned aircraft.
Good evening. In the process of doing some checks for annual inspections on aircraft, we got some letters back that we didn't expect to get back, and then got some bills back in the mail and tried to send notification to an owner of an aircraft there that's tied down. We at first did not get a response, and then the second time we tried notification, we did get a response and had to follow all of the items as per Sam's recommendation for us to do, a first notice on the aircraft that we were going to do it. We have made all those steps as appropriate. I just need approval from you to put this thing up for auction and get rid of it.
Who is the owner of the plane?
The owner is a Ken Schultz out of somewhere in Florida.
Is there a lien on the plane, or do we know?
I think we would have a lien on the plane as far as the
rental.
Storage fees and all that sort of stuff. Whether there's another lien, we don't know. There are registration provisions.
Is there? Would we know if there's a bank note on it? And
we've not seen any evidence of it. There is a statutorily prescribed procedure for that, and I've been working with Chris to make sure that's been followed.
So when did you receive your last payment for a rental of the property?
He is in arrears. I think there's about a year behind at this point. And
yeah.
I mean, that's not a huge amount of money, but we'd like to try to recover that if we could.
Sure.
What's the value?
I have no idea. The value is mainly scrap metal and whatever core value of an engine that's on the airplane. It would cover the rental fees that we have, obviously.
But
other than that, I can't speculate the true value.
A decorative prop.
Yeah.
So the plane hasn't moved in over a year?
Yeah.
I move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for the sale of this abandoned aircraft. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay.
I would like to add something to the workshop as a result of this. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should have planes just sitting there for a year and allow somebody to be so backlogged in payments or arrears in payment. We need to really look at that, because we're in it to make money from an airport perspective. And out of their enterprise fund, we cannot continue to take that as hits from that perspective.
Okay, we can add it to it. And we'll also see, this process has been months long. So we'll also double check when we initiated the selling it process.
It actually started a year ago when we were starting the annual checks. And then it was after that that we couldn't get a hold of it. So it's actually just taken that long.
I know if I'm behind in arrears on my house payment, they're going to come look for me sooner than a year.
We have tried to get a hold of it.
And we do have notice procedures. I mean, but basically what we're doing is whatever property value this guy has in his plane, we're going to get it and pay ourselves off.
Yeah.
Our next item is approval of new members to the Parks and Recreation Board. I don't see Christina here.
She was not able to make it tonight, but those members were laid out in the email to the commission and her recommendations.
Okay, to refresh your memory, there are two members that need to be rolled off because their term is up, and the two individuals is David Eller. He's for a two-year term, and an Emily Culberson for a three-year term.
They're leaving?
Hmm?
They're leaving? No, these are the new ones coming on.
They're coming on.
Okay.
They would be our new members to take the place of the ones that rolled off.
And we did have several. We had a good response of people wanting to participate and volunteer.
Are these folks here tonight?
I don't think so.
I don't see them.
Okay. Well, I move to approve if they're willing to serve on that committee. That's a wonderful opportunity for us.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. This Parks and Rec has really been busy, and they really have a busy schedule this summer. I'm really pleased to see how much it's grown. It seems to be quite appreciated in the community. The next item is approval of a sewer manhole lining bid.
Good evening again.
Welcome back.
We put out a bid for a 3-year contract to line our remaining system. So far, we've lined about 100 manholes. We've got about 500 counting to go. And so this 3-year contract, the low bid is what I'm recommending tonight. And it was $805,400. And that'll be split over 3 budget cycles. We'll be able to do, I think, a budget right around $500,000 this year. And then we'll break up for the remaining years.
Who submitted the bid?
It's CTR Coatings. They're the ones who've done all our past lining projects. We received 2 bids. The second bidder was about 10% higher.
And this is in our budget this year?
Well, it's
coming year.
Contract. Yeah, we have $500,000 this year's budget.
We're spending about $160,000 typically a year.
Typically, we're spending about $140,000 to $160,000 a year. And it's like, while we've got some federal funding, let's go ahead and knock this out now and get us in better shape. And the price of things are going up, so the more you can do now, the better off you are in the future.
It's something we really need to have done, too. I mean, it's critical.
It saves us money in the long run, correct?
Yes.
And do they have any difficulty getting the equipment they need to and the materials to replace it?
From we've been talking to them, they haven't had any supply issues.
Only if they need a new truck.
Yeah, they need a new truck. They're in tough shape.
I move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay. Our next item is the sewer lining cleaning bid.
Yes, so this is another INI reduction and investigation tool that we have, and we're going to be cleaning one of our entire basins and also videoing it, so that'll see where we have any kind of grease issues or root intrusion issues. And for bang for buck, it's very effective to solve INI issues, and so we're going to just basically the next 3 years pick 1 or 2 basins per year to do the entire system versus targeting hot spots, because sometimes you don't know exactly where your issues are until you actually put the camera down there and see what's happening inside that line. And so we received 3 bids for this, and I'm recommending to go with the low bid, which was $35,564.60.
And that's out of this year's budget.
That's out of this year's budget, correct.
Okay. Any comments or questions?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Garver?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yay.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Yay.
Mayor Lamb?
Yay.
Thank you.
Sewers are an expensive thing to keep up.
Yes, they are.
Lots of money.
And the sooner you get after them, the less expensive they
are. I'm glad it's not out of the city's budget from operational perspective.
Our next item are reports from our city administration.
Nothing to add tonight.
Okay. I have a question I have for Chief Sapp and his group. With all of the activity that's been going on downtown with the shootings and so forth, I'm becoming concerned about our 4th of July, and I just guess I want to have some reassurance that you, if you guys and gals have plans to keep us safe during that time. We know that it can happen anywhere. I'm sure Uvalde did not expect it to happen in their school. And I'm not against guns, but I do want some gun safety. I grew up in a household with guns. My father made sure I knew what to do with it when I needed it. And I always knew where he kept it. And so I'm not against that. But I've had a couple of people ask me, are we going to be safe at our 4th of July activities? So that's why I'm bringing it up. And on the way here, I heard the police chief from Chattanooga on NPR and Mayor Kelly on NPR talking about what was going on in Chattanooga.
Sure. Well, this year, just like every year, I mean, we plan months in advance for this event. We take lessons learned from previous year's events to make this year's, the current year's event as safe as possible. We're planning on reaching out to the local additional agencies for additional support. Just like we do every year, we contact the TBI and federal agencies to see if there's any chatter on the internet or social media of any potential threats. We've been talking about deploying some drone technology this year. So just like every year, we train hard. We're prepared. We always prepare for the worst case scenario. No city or anywhere wants to have that type of event, but you have to train for it and you have to prepare for it. So we will continue to do everything we can do to make it as safe an event as possible for everybody.
Okay. Anyone have any other questions in regard to that?
I think Riverbend went off without any major hitch.
Yeah. So the Times Free Press noted that there was no arrests at Riverbend this year for the first time ever.
I know that we always have such a good turnout for our police department and supporting agencies. You know, I pray that nothing like that ever happens to Collegedale.
Well, I do too.
Certainly me too, but that is why we train our officers so well. We ask for appropriate equipment to respond to those types of tragedies. It's certainly not something that we overlook or that we think could not happen here, because it certainly could. So we train and prepare for that as best we possibly.
Well, I have a lot of faith in you and your personnel, so don't let me down. Commissioner White?
Only thing I have is, Wayne and I were talking about this earlier, and I would like to put on the workshop, is talking about the future repairs of culverts, maybe doing a future studies. I know we did a future replacement studies. I know we did a road replacement study a few years back to kind of plan out the next 20 years. I kind of would like to kind of get a feel for where we are with culverts that are possibly failing that we might need to go ahead and replace, so we're not in an emergency situation and a car doesn't fall in or something like that, just to kind of get ahead of it. So something I'd like to add to the next workshop.
Okay.
Other than that, that's all.
Okay. Commissioner Garber?
Yes. With my appreciation for construction and things, it's been really fun to see today the huge pillar going up on our gap for our 5-lane Appison Pike, and that's massive. Y'all need to go over and take a look at that. There'll be several more going in, I know, but that's quite a piece of engineering, and it's fun to watch, and it's good to see things moving along on that, so it's looking good.
Commissioner Baker? Vice Mayor?
Parks and Rec. I've heard so many good things about the dancing, their line dancing. I've had friends call me that I work with, want me to get out there and try that. I've not brought myself to do it, but they said they're going to threaten to come get me one night to do it. But I will tell you, I've heard nothing but good comments, not only that program, but a lot of the children's programs, the cleanups, I think the paddleboarding and stuff that they've got going. So kudos to the team.
I don't have anything else. I have expressed myself, and it's nice to see so many individuals here tonight. Welcome, and I hope you don't forget us and not come back. It's good to see more than this wonderful couple sitting right up here. They're here every Monday night.
So are you here because of Edgemond Road? As I know certain people are. All right.
Do I have a motion to adjourn then?
Move to adjourn.
Second. We're adjourned.
I'll scan you this, Sam.
Okay.